In the beginning of the parsha, we find the Misa of Yosef at Tzadik, as the pasuk says, "Vayamas Yosef v'chol echa v'chol adorahu," and Yosef, among all the brothers, had died, including that generation. What's interesting is that we also find at the end of Parshas Vayechi, the very last pasuk of Sefer Bereishis, "Vayamas Yosef," Yosef died. So why did the pesukim repeat the death of Yosef? It's pointed out in the Achronim that the entire Sefer Bereishis was the death of the Avos, and Sefer Shmos was the death of the brothers. It was a completely new generation. Yosef HaTzadik, however, played both roles. He was somewhat of an Av and somewhat of a Shevet. He was an Av in that he fathered Ephraim and Manasseh, but he was also a Shevet in that he was the son of Yaakov Avinu, of course, completing the 12 sons. So therefore, his death is mentioned both in Sefer Bereishis, which is all about the Avos, and also Sefer Shmos, which is all about the Shvatim, the continuation of Bnei Yisrael. We find the Gemara Brachos Daf Tezayin Mabez tells us that there are only three Avos and no more. Who was the next one who could have been an Av that was really excluded, that wasn't included on this? The Ramban writes that we say Yosef HaTzadik, he knew he wasn't supposed to be buried in Mas Machpelah, Shein Nichnas LaKever Avos El Shlosh Avos, and only three Avos were supposed to enter in them. And the Pasuk says, B'Kivri Asher Karisili, B'Hu Posek, with me it ended. I was the one who was cut off, who I'm the potentially fourth father who could have been there, but I wasn't allowed, only three Avos. So we see from that indication the Ramban, the Gemara Brachos, he too was considered an Av. However, the Mishnah Rabbi Elezer, one of the Midrashim tell us that there were actually four Avos, and Yosef HaTzadik was the fourth Av, as the Pasuk says, Shenemar Galat Bezerah Amecha Bnei Yaakov Yosef Sela. And we also find the raya for this apostate says when Paro appointed Yosef HaTzadik to be leader of Mitzrayim, it says, Vayisimenu L'Av L'Paro. He was an Av, he became an Av. So we see some indications that he was actually an Av. So the Medrash says he was the fourth Av, as opposed to the Gemara Bracha says he was not an Av. So we see this hybrid of Yosef being partially an Av and partially a Shevet. The Torah famously writes that the Gimel Avos were connected to the Gimel Regalim. Avram is connected Pesach, Yitzchak is connected Shavuos, and Yaakov is connected Sukkos. I once heard that Yosef is connected Shemini Atzeres. The Gemara says that Shemini Atzeres is connected to Sukkos, but only with regards to six things, Psar Kleshav, but not regarding everything else. So it was partially a regular B'fanathba, but also partially a continuation of Sukkos. So to Yosef is partially part of Yaakov. He was a son of Yaakov, but he was also somewhat independent, somewhat of a regal bifnei atzmo, somewhat of an av bifnei atzmo. You also find this to be true with the tefillos. We had that there's shlosha tefillos we daven every single day. Shacharis Avram Avinu was mesakim, Mincha Yitzchak Avinu was mesakim, and Maariv Yaakov Avinu was mesakim. So we have that these three tefillos. Musaf on Shabbos is connected Yosef HaTzadik. The Sfarim tell us Yosef HaTzadik is connected Shabbos. He's connected particularly tefillos Musaf. He was again the whole sofa adding on to the avos, but it doesn't come every single day. It's only on Shabbos. The Sfas Emes writes that the menorah is connected to the Torah, and that's because both the Torah and the menorah illuminate the world. The menorah illuminates with light, and the Torah illuminates with the light of the Torah, and they're very much connected. So he points out, physically, that's the case as well. The menorah had 12 gevim, 12 little designs on them, 22 designs connected to 22 letters of the Torah. The menorah had 3 gevim on each of the different branches, which is 3 for each day, 6 days of the week. That's 18. And this middle one, the seventh branch, had 4 of them connected Shabbos, 4 tefillas. That ends up adding up to 22 different letters, 22 tefillas of the week, 22 gevim. You see here again that menorah, Torah, all these things are connected. And he says further that the Sfas Emes is the 3 tefillas during the week is the Gimel Avos. And on Shabbos, the fourth one is Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef was the transition. He connected the Avos to the Shvatim, from the Elyonim to the Tachton. He connected. That's the idea of Yosef being Yesod, Tzadik, Yesod, Olam. That's what a Tzadik does. He connects the two worlds. He's the Yesod. He's the foundation connecting the Elyonim to the Tachtonim. The Shla writes regarding Tefillin, that Tefillin Sharosh, there's a 3-pronged Shin and there's a 4-pronged Shin. The 3-pronged Shin represents the Gimel Avos. The 4-pronged Shin represented the 4 Malachim who are above that, which is represented by the word Argamon. Argamon is the Aleph is for Hashem, Resh is for Rafa, Gimel is Gavriel, Mem is from Michal, and Nun is the fourth one, Nuriel. So that's the Tefillin Sharosh. The Tefillin Shayad is the Shvatim, and says the Shlav, the Yosef Tzadik connects, he's the Pnimius of Tefillin Sharosh, he connects to the Tefillin Shayad, from the Elyonim to the Tachtonim. The Sfas Emes has a similar idea when it comes to Shabbos as well. We have that one place that Shabbos we're told is connected to Yosef Tzadik, yet another place tells us it's really Yehuda. He says it's really both true, it's both Emes, because we have Shomer V'Zachar, one's Yosef, one's Yehuda. Yosef was the more hidden one, and Yehuda was the more outspoken one. Yosef was the one who's Makadi Shem Shemayim B'Seser with Eshes Potifar. Yehuda was the one who's Shem Shemayim B'Farhesya with Tamar. That's the idea. Both Yosef had a letter, hey, added to his name, Yehosef, as the Gemara in Sota tells us. That hey was taken from the Elyonim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem himself. Yehuda himself had a name. Yehuda itself continued. contains the names already, the full name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is the name of Yud Yehuda, here's more Befarhesia. But we see he goes on to explain this, Fasem says, that's the idea, the Yosef Tzadik is hidden, Beseser, the Primus, from the Avos, but somehow he goes out as well to Mimigala, a little bit to connect down to the Tachtonim, which is what Yehuda is about. And the Shlah writes that, rather, Pachas Yitzchak also writes an idea that Yosef is connecting the Avos and the Shratim, who is partially a Shevet, partially an Av. And this he brings based on a famous Medrash that Hayam Rav Ayanos, the water saw and the water split, the Kriyas Yamsuf split. Ma Ra, what exactly did Yamsuf see? Did it run away? So the Gemara said, the Medrash says, it saw Arono Shel Yosef, the Aron Shel Yosef, Shenemar Vayanos Hachutza, that Yosef ran away from Eishes Potiphar. That running he did there caused the running of the splitting of Yamsuf. What's the connection between the two? So Yosef was partially an Av, he was also partially a Shevet, we've been saying. The Gimel Avos, they were all complete, meaning Kedushas Yisrael was complete. Avram was the first of the Goyim, he started everything off. Yitzhak was completely Kadosh, he wasn't allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. And then Yaakov, who had all of his children Kedoshim, we completed Kedushas Yisrael, was 100% complete. But, says the Pachas Yitzchak, there's one still problem, one potential problem, that if any of the children of Kleistel have a child with a non-Jew, that child will not be Jewish. So there still is some level of concern that Kedush Israel is not completely preserved and protective. That's where Yosef HaTzadik comes in. He was tested with this very thing, with Eishes Potiphar, and he overcame this Nisayon and was able to further the Kedusha, preserving the Kedusha even when it comes to non-Jews. Yosef took Yosef Koach and expanded it beyond. That's where the Pasuk in Avadia tells us, Beis Yaakov Eish, who Beis Yosef Lahava. Yaakov was a fire in one place, stationary, but Yosef was the flame that allowed it to spread. Yosef protected and preserved the Kedushas Yisrael that his father Yaakov Avinu had created. Therefore, the Kriyas Yamsuf was a Tanayin Maisa Bereishis that the Yamsuf will split. The word was created, the world was created from Klai Yisrael, Shenikar Reishis. So it was all about Klai Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael. So only Yosef HaTzadik, who was the Midan preserving Kedushas Yisrael, by running from Eishes Potiphar, who only he was able to tap into the Tanayin Maisa Bereishis, causing the Yamsuf to split. So we see from all this that Yosef's death was mentioned both at the end of Sefer Bereishis, in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, because again, he was that transition connecting from the Avos to the Shvatim.